Coca-Cola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
612 News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Looking good out there Tuesday night. Getting ready for Bands on the Beach. Less than an hour now. As Float Like a Buffalo hits the casino beach day. 7 o'clock tonight. Yep, go ahead. Bring the beach chairs, the blankets, pets in the glass. Leave them at home. Should be a good night for that. Weather's great.
Yeah.
And we'll check in with you in a couple of minutes here and get the latest forecast. But right now, here's three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Dallas Century on Monday approved $9.2 million in the budget for the upcoming fiscal year, which includes a new lower property tax rate for residents. The town council maintained a millage rate of 0.9204. This, by the way, is consistent with previous years. Both the budget and the millage rate were approved unanimously.
Number two.
And a recent survey shows that over 90% of 5,000 Santa Rosa County respondents want a community swimming pool. Commissioners are considering building two facilities to accommodate residents throughout the county. The project won't be cheap, though, as the projected cost for two facilities currently sits at more than $40 million.
Number three.
National Hurricane Center forecasters reporting Hurricane Gabrielle moving northeastward into the open central Atlantic. A high rip current risk now in effect along Florida's east coast. The previously sluggish hurricane season picking up fast with the NHC watching four systems this afternoon, two of which may become tropical depressions. The Gulf of America conditions should remain stable for at least the next 7 days.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, an Escambia County man has been sentenced to 30 years for killing his stepson back in November of 2023. 55-year-old Martin Evanardo Cardenas was sentenced for the fatal shooting after being convicted for the murder back in August. Prosecutors said Cardenas shot and killed Ray Olerking with special .45 caliber rounds marketed as self-defense ammunition that are known as RIP, radically invasive projectiles. Cardenas reportedly shot Olerking twice in a doorway, then followed him and shot him three more times, including once in the back of the head.
Okay, 6:15, Austin Price. Looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, we'll get a couple more local headlines for you in just a moment. But first, looking at the roads here, not too much going on from what I can see. Thank you for staying safe out there, and please continue to do so on your way home tonight. As for the weather, 84 degrees, low of 74 tonight. As Chris said, it's going to be a wonderful day, or wonderful evening, rather, for Bands on the Beach. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, maybe some partly cloudiness here and there. But the high is going to be 89 with a low of 76. It's going to be late Wednesday night. We're going to see some slight rainfall chances. It'll ramp up on Thursday and Friday and should be gone by the weekend.
All right. A 3-day Civic Leader Summit underway at the Sanger Theater. This is going on through Thursday. It's hosted by Pensacola Center for Civic Engagement. The event will feature presentations from national experts as well as breakout sessions designed to facilitate connection among attendees who encounter similar challenges.
All right, and lastly here, very quickly in your local headlines, Escambia County investigators still working to figure out who fired gunshots on Pensacola Beach last weekend. Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons said it was a strange case, but that investigators have put together an idea of what happened. Simmons says when deputies first responded, they didn't find anything, but later in the morning, someone returned to their vehicle to find a bullet hole in it. That's when deputies found casings in the Quietwater Beach parking lot. Simmons continued saying that license plate readers and cameras on the beach helped them identify a suspect vehicle, and they're working to identify the person behind it.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, Ryan Ruth attempts to stab himself in the neck in the courtroom after being found guilty of attempting to assassinate then-candidate Donald Trump at his Florida golf club last year. Jonathan Sierra reports from Fort Pierce, Florida.
Ruth was convicted on all five counts against him. They included multiple weapons violations, assaulting a federal officer, and most seriously, attempted assassination of a major presidential candidate. In his closing arguments, Assistant U.S. Attorney Christopher Brown told the jury, the evidence has shown one thing and one thing only. The defendant wanted Donald Trump dead. Over the past 2 weeks, prosecutors presented 38 witnesses and hundreds of exhibits, ranging from surveillance videos to a trail of Vienna sausages they say showed Ruth stalking and tracking then-candidate Trump's movements for a month leading up to a September 2024 visit to his West Palm Beach golf club.
Okay, in the last 2 years, more Florida children have lost health insurance Very disturbing information here. The state saw the second biggest jump behind Texas in the rate of insured children between 2022 and 2024. 7.4% to 8.5%. In 2023, this is under the Joe Biden administration, Florida, like other states, began removing some 500,000 people from Medicaid.
My goodness. All right. And state lawmakers want some answers before they support eliminating property taxes. The House Select Committee on Property Taxes met yesterday in Tallahassee to discuss reducing or getting rid of property taxes across the state. Some members questioned how this would affect small rural communities, though. No decisions made yesterday, and discussions continued today.
All righty. Florida, by the way, has $41 million left from a federal mitigation fund. This was designed for replacing diesel emission sources with cleaner technology. According to FDEP, these remaining funds will not be allocated to additional electric buses or electric vehicles and those charging projects. The current proposal is to utilize the money for fueling freight trucks with alternative energy sources, including new diesel and, of course, compressed natural gas.
And land in downtown Miami could be set aside for the Donald J. Trump Presidential Library. The Florida Cabinet is set to vote on the proposal sometime next week. If approved, the library will be built on land currently owned by Miami-Dade College, adjacent to the Freedom Tower. Trump's team has been eyeing Florida as the location for the library for months now.
Okay, while we're talking about President Trump, he took time during sideline meetings at the UN today to react to the guilty verdict against Mr. Ruth, who targeted him last year in Florida. Here's Gernell Scott.
President Trump declared not long after Ryan Ruth was found guilty for attempting to assassinate him on his Florida golf course.
Justice was served.
As he sat with Uzbekistan's leader at the UN, the president congratulated U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi and U.S. attorneys in Florida for getting the conviction and said no one should be targeted politically or otherwise.
You can't let things like that happen. Nothing to do with me. But a president or even a person, you can't allow that to happen.
Ryan Ruth will be sentenced December 18th. He faces life in prison. Gernell Scott, Fox News.
And lastly here, 160,000 people are applying to take part in Florida's first bear hunt in a decade. The hunt aims to control the state's black bear population, of course. About 170 permits are available, and they'll be awarded by random lottery. The hunt will take place in December. 6:19, we'll take a quick break here. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, in math, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, in biology, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. And in history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today...
The only thing I didn't learn...
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Hurricane season is here, and now is the time to make a plan and know your zone. In the case of an evacuation, have a plan to go to a hurricane shelter, hotel, or stay with a family or friends. If you're ordered to evacuate, you need to leave. You You can rebuild your home, but you cannot rebuild your life. This hurricane season, know your zone. Know your home. Learn more at floridadisaster.org. This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Know exactly what you're doing. Might not be what I would choose, but this is the stuff you use.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
623 News Radio 92.3. Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell made remarks on the job market and the impact of tariffs after the central bank cut those interest rates by a quarter point last week. Edward Lawrence has more from the White House.
He does say that there is no risk-free path from here going forward for this economy and monetary policy. He defended his 25 basis point rate cut as a necessary first step because he is starting to see both supply and demand of workers fall at the same time. He says that is an unusual situation. Now, Jay Powell has been criticized for being too late for the first rate cut while the labor market eroded. So now he's saying in the face of inflation slightly rising, the risk to the labor market demanded the 25 basis point cut.
When our goals are intentioned like this, our framework has long called for us to balance both sides of our dual mandate.
The Fed chairman says the data tells him that tariffs are causing the slight increase in prices.
Okay, 624 News Radio 92.3. We are definitely watching the money this afternoon. Hillary Barsky has the market results.
A choppy trading session with stocks pulling back from record highs and finishing lower as investors digested comments from Fed Chair Jerome Powell, who spoke at an event in Rhode Island this afternoon. Powell warning that there's no risk-free path, and he judged the central bank's interest rate stance is still modestly restrictive, implying more wiggle room to reduce rates this year if officials continue to judge that recent labor market softness outweighs setbacks on inflation. The Dow winners, Boeing, Johnson & Johnson, and United Health. The Dow decliners, Amazon, NVIDIA, and Microsoft. The Dow falling 89 points, the Nasdaq lower by 215, S&P 500 down 37. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
625, Austin Price taking a look at that weather and traffic together this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. Luckily, I'm not going to really be talking your ear off. Not too much going on the roads. Thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so, especially with it starting. It was a pretty eventful start to our show this afternoon. Had several spots to let you be informed on. But when it comes to the weather, that's looking about as good as the roads are right now. 84 degrees, low of 74, mostly sunny, maybe some partly cloudy moments throughout your Wednesday. But late Wednesday night is when things get interesting. That's when the rainfall chances start to creep in. Thursday and Friday, we're going to see them really ramp up, and then they should be gone come the weekend.
Let's hope so. 626 News Radio 92.3. It's time behind bars for women who try to sell a music icon's home. We're talking about this lady attempted to sell Elvis's mansion in Memphis. Here's Michelle Polino with the details.
A federal judge in Memphis handed down 4 years and 9 months in prison Tuesday to Lisa Janine Finley, who tried to auction off Elvis Presley's iconic Graceland estate. The 54-year-old from Kimberling City, Missouri, pleaded guilty to mail fraud in February. Prosecutors say she fabricated loan documents, posed as multiple people, and published a fake foreclosure notice claiming Lisa Marie Presley had borrowed $3.8 million against the property. Actress Riley Keough, Elvis's granddaughter, sued to block the sale last May, and a judge halted the fraudulent auction. Finley then tried to blame the plot on a Nigerian fraud ring. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez putting her support behind California's redistricting efforts. AOC encouraging residents to support the Election Rigging Response Act, also known as Prop 50, to combat Texas's successful redrawing of its congressional map. The Democratic Congresswoman's support also follows threats from President Trump to sue the state of California over its proposed efforts.
It was not pretty in Chicago today. Federal agents deployed tear gas at protesters outside the Broadview Ice Processing Center. Mike Tobin is on the streets of the Windy City, has the latest.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement says protesters began slashing tires. They blocked the entrance to the building, threw rocks, cans, and bottles. They shot fireworks. Even, according to agents, used tear gas. So ICE agents used their own tear gas, rubber bullets, and pepper spray to get the scene at the temporary facility under control. 16 people were arrested. Charges include assaulting a federal officer. With the chaos that unfolded outside the facility, ICE has released to me the identities and backgrounds of six people who were held in the facility while protesters were demonstrating on their behalf, all of them in the U.S. illegally.
And President Trump says NATO nations should shoot down Russian aircraft that enter their airspace. He made the comment as he met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the United Nations today. It marked the fourth time the leaders have met since Trump has returned to office as they look for an end to Ukraine's war with Russia. Trump said the U.S. has great respect for the fight Ukraine is putting up, and he added that the ongoing war, not a good thing for Russia.
Yeah, it's not a good thing, the relationship with Iran and the U.S. today. Iran's supreme leader said there's not going to be any means with the U.S. to discuss the nation's nuclear program. Grinnell Scott has this report from New York City.
Ayatollah Ali Khamenei rejected direct discussions in a televised speech on Iranian state TV. It appears to have halted any chance of discussions with American representatives during the UN General Assembly. Iran has been involved in discussions with the UK, Germany, and France, hoping it can avoid reimposed European sanctions set to take effect Sunday. Europe has offered to delay those sanctions if Iran will talk to the U.S. Iran claims its nuclear program is peaceful and does not seek to pursue destructive weapons. But they also say American and Israeli attacks are trying to stop their scientific progress. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And California lawmakers have approved legislation to further provide a pathway for reparations. Assembly Bill 62, the first of its kind in the U.S., aims to help those who lost homes and businesses due to government racial discrimination. The bill would allow people to seek compensation. Supporters point to examples like Germany's compensation for Holocaust survivors, and they emphasize that reparations can restore dignity and stability. The bill is on Governor Newsom's desk waiting for his signature. He vetoed a similar bill last year due to design concerns.
Less than 1 week after its removal from air, Jimmy Kimmel Live is scheduled to return tonight, although it's not going to be broadcast on all stations. Sinclair, who owns local ABC affiliate WEAR, has announced that the program will be preempted and replaced by news programming this evening. Here's Brian Yenes.
ABC's largest affiliate owner, Sinclair, and now Nexstar, have decided they are not airing tonight's show. Nexstar says it'll continue preempting the show until they see change. Quote, "We stand by that decision pending assurance that all parties are committed to fostering an environment of respectful, constructive dialogue in the markets we serve." Nexstar owns 28 ABC affiliates, including in large markets, Nashville, Salt Lake City, and New Orleans. This comes after Sinclair yesterday said it still won't air Kimmel on its 40 ABC affiliates, including in Washington, D.C., Seattle, Portland, and St. Louis.
Okay, Mortgage News Daily reporting that 30-year fixed mortgage rate, 6.35%. Yeah, they're pretty steady today. 15-year fixed mortgage is 5.89%. Sports coming up in less than five on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Ryan Ruth has been found guilty of attempting to assassinate then-candidate Donald Trump at his Florida golf course last September. President Trump reacting while at the United Nations General Assembly today.
I very much appreciate the judge and jury and everybody on that. It was so professionally handled, and it's a great honor.
Ruth attempted to stab himself in the neck with a pen as the verdict was read. He was restrained by several U.S. marshals and led out of the courtroom. President Trump didn't hold anything back in a speech to the United Nations General Assembly.
He was blunt and direct, chastising world leaders and the United Nations itself in a way that no U.S. president has ever done before. President Donald Trump telling international diplomats that they have failed to address a variety of global issues, from ending wars to illegal immigration.
That's Fox's Eric Shawn reporting outside the U.N. in New York. America's listening to Fox News.
Matt Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. Own your moment. Make it legendary. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In a three-point victory, Michigan mauled Nebraska in the trenches, and the Cornhuskers had no answers for the Wolverines' lethal rushing attack. Even though it was a disappointing showing for Nebraska, one positive was quarterback Dylan Raiola, who showed he's one of the best QBs in the country as he completed 73.2% of his passes for 308 yards while throwing three touchdowns to one interception. I'm Zach Gelb.
What's up, football fans? Picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first touchdown scorer wager with confidence today. BetMGM. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. In Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. In Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back in unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Pensacola Hardware is much more than a hardware store. In houseware and giftware, you'll find luxury candles and detergents, along with the finest cutlery, cookware, and the ever-popular woodware. We have the best selection of grills and grilling accessories for your home and backyard. Oh, and don't miss our great selection of birdhouses, feeders, and garden accessories. Shop local and make Pensacola Hardware your first choice in making your house a home. Come see us, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown Pensacola, where customer parking is always free.
Lexus, BMW, Jaguar.
Where is the best place to take your vehicle for service and repair? That, my friend, is Matrix Auto Service, the future of auto service.
Porsche, Mercedes, Land Rover.
Their expert technicians provide top-notch service and repairs to all makes and models. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction with their number one goal, getting you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other show. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Call Jeff Wayne to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
All the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, the town of Century on Monday approved a $9.2 million budget for the upcoming fiscal year. That includes a lower property tax rate for residents. The town council maintained a millage rate of 0.9204. That's consistent with previous years. Both the budget and the millage rate were approved unanimously.
Number two.
Okay, a recent survey showing that over 90% of 5,000 Santa Rosa County respondents want a community swimming pool. Commissioners are considering building two facilities. This is to accommodate residents in both ends of the county, south end, north end. The project won't be cheap, as the projected cost for the two facilities, currently sits at more than $40 million.
Number three.
Well, National Hurricane Center forecasters report Hurricane Gabrielle is moving northeastward into the open central Atlantic. A high rip current risk is now in effect along Florida's east coast. The previously sluggish hurricane season picking up fast with the NHC watching four systems, two of which may become tropical depressions. Gulf of America conditions should remain stable, though, for at least the next 7 days.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Scambia investigators working to figure out who fired those gunshots on Pensacola Beach last weekend. Scambia Sheriff Chip Simmons said, pretty strange case.
And what we can gather is there was a what was described as a large fight at a parking garage in downtown Pensacola, and then that fight led to someone getting beat up, as I understand it. And then these two groups ended up at near the boardwalk in Pensacola Beach.
Okay.
And at one point, an individual was engaged in a confrontation. As he drove off, he fired out the window and ended up striking two cars.
Well, Simmons says license plate readers and cameras on the beach helped them to identify the suspect's vehicle, but they're still working to identify the shooter.
And state officials have arrested three alleged drug dealers and seized a significant amount of narcotics, including methamphetamine, fentanyl, and cocaine. 18-year-old Sean Torres, 22-year-old Daryl Hull, and 23-year-old Riley Durbin face charges ranging from possession with intent to sell to trafficking. The investigation began back in November and involved undercover purchases and collaboration between FDLE, DEA, and NCIS.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
The Lions roared on Monday night.
Jackson can't find anywhere to go, and he's brought down again from behind. And again, it's Al-Quadim Muhammad.
The Lions beat Lamar Jackson and the Ravens 38-30 on ESPN. The Detroit defense sacking the two-time MVP a total of 7 times on the night. Offensively, the Lions pounding out 224 yards on the ground, 151 from David Montgomery. Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs both scored 2 touchdowns each on the ground. Detroit improving to 2-1, while Baltimore falls to 1-2. The banged-up San Francisco 49ers got the bad news that they feared they will be without defensive end Nick Bosa for the rest of the year. He tore his ACL in Sunday's win over the Cardinals. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones saying star wide receiver CeeDee Lamb could be headed to the IR after he suffered an ankle injury in Sunday's loss to the Bears. From baseball, the party is on in San Diego.
It's up to Vermeer. Johnson at third. Vermeer lines it into left center. It's a walk-off. Johnson's coming from third. And with that, for the fourth time in the last 6 seasons, the San Diego Padres are headed back to the postseason in 2025.
San Diego clinching a playoff spot with a walk-off 5-4 win over the Brewers on FanDuel Sports. Elsewhere in baseball, the Braves beat the Washington Nationals 11-5. And the St. Louis Cardinals edged the San Francisco Giants 6-5. Both of those teams still have an outside shot, very thin, though, at the third and final wild card spot in the National League. And from college basketball, after leading Auburn to the Final Four for the second time in his 11 years at the school, Bruce Pearl is retiring from college basketball, announcing that he is leaving Auburn University. He'll be replaced by his son, Steve. The college basketball season tips off in a couple of weeks. You can listen and follow the Fox Sports podcast at foxsports.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Frank Lanza.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
All right, and the New York Giants planning to start first-round draft pick Jackson Dart at quarterback. Multiple reports say the team is benching current starter Russell Wilson, who will serve as the primary backup. Dart was selected with the 25th overall pick in this year's NFL draft out of Ole Miss. He started 38 games for the Rebels, guiding the team to consecutive 10-win seasons, and he became the program's all-time passing yards leader, surpassing that no-name Eli Manning. Who even knows who that guy is? Just some nobody.
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah, that's good company to beat.
It really is. And we have big names coming to Pensacola this weekend in terms of NASCAR racing. NASCAR champion Kevin Harvick and his son Keelan will race at Five Flags this weekend. The father-son duo will compete against some of the nation's best super and pro late model drivers at flag dropping. It's actually, believe it or not, the season-ending event for this year's racing Saturday.
Wow.
So check it out over on Pine Forest Road.
Absolutely. And electronic balls and strike calls are making their way to the big leagues. MLB announced today that the Automatic Balls and Strike System, or ABS, ABS, will be implemented for the 2026 season. Each team will be given two challenges a game, but will keep them if they're successful. Challenges can only be initiated by a pitcher, catcher, or batter. The ABS system has been used in the minor leagues for a few years and was implemented during Major League spring training games this year.
Here's today's health news.
Shrimp sold at Kroger stores recalled for possible radioactive contamination. Deborah Valentine has the story.
AquaStar Corporation is recalling cooked and frozen shrimp sold at Kroger grocery stores between June 12th and September 17th. The Seattle-based distributor says the recall is due to ongoing concerns about potential radioactive contamination. The recall affects Kroger's raw colossal easy peel shrimp, Mercado cooked medium peeled tail off shrimp, and AquaStar peeled tail on shrimp skewers. The FDA posted an import alert to stop potentially contaminated shrimp from entering the U.S. Experts say the risk of contamination is low, but it's important to determine the source of the possible contamination. Deborah Valentine, Fox News.
And a new study shows that UV light can disable allergens quickly. Researchers at University of Colorado Boulder say it works against everything from dust mites to trees and mold to cat allergens even. They say they've found that they can say adios to allergens using a passive, generally safe ultraviolet light. The scientists say that the best part is that it produces results within about 30 minutes.
Okay, there are multiple ways to protect your skin. Bet you didn't think this could be one of them. Here's Lisa Brady.
This is House Call for Health. A new study says tattoos may offer protection from a dangerous form of skin cancer. The study featured 7,000 participants and was led by the University of Utah's Huntsman Cancer Institute. It showed people who underwent four or more tattoo sessions had a 56% lower risk for melanoma compared to those who've never been inked. And the risk lowered even more, 74%, for those who had three or more larger tattoos. The team notes more research needs to be done to determine if the decreased risk is simply due to behavioral or physical factors. The study appears in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And physical therapists say that there are seven posture mistakes that they say make us look older. At the top of the list is slouching and jutting your neck forward when you're texting. They say those two things alone can add years to you. Others include standing with locked rather than relaxed knees and uneven weight distribution, such as crossing your legs the same way all the time, rounded upper back from living at your laptop, a dropped pelvis, and shuffling your feet while you walk also add years.
In other words, just watch what you do normally, right?
Yes.
Daily activity. Hey, a lot of kids up in Michigan have watched way too much WWE wrestling. And I bring this to your attention. You'll get where I'm going with this. A high school football player in Michigan is being punished for body slamming an opponent during a recent game. Mike Tobin has more from Chicago.
You may say big deal on sportsmanlike conduct, but the smaller player ended up with his spine fractured in two places. It was a junior varsity game Thursday night. The bigger player is from Kalamazoo Central High School. The smaller player is from Lakeshore High School. When the play was over, the big kid got back on his feet, jumped up, and body slammed the smaller player. In pro wrestling, they call that a frog splash. Courtney Mims is the mother of the Lakeshore player, despite the broken back. She says her son is expected to make a full recovery, but his football dreams are over, at least for this season. Now, the superintendent of Lakeshore Public School says the superintendent of Kalamazoo School District called and apologized. They both agreed that the body slam was a flagrant violation of rules and appropriate sports conduct.
6:45 on News Radio 92.3, Austin Price. Take a look at that weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Yep, that's just the kind of thing I'm known for. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. It has been a very smooth sailing hour. If you are dealing with any backups wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long. Thank you for staying safe out there, and please continue to do so. As for your weather, 84 degrees. Going to be a low of 74 tonight officially. Mostly clear skies. May look a bit more partly cloudy throughout your Wednesday, but it should be mostly sunny. But once we get into Wednesday night, that's where things get a bit more complicated. We got some very slight rainfall chances that are going to start to bleed into play. But come Thursday and Friday, we're going to see those ramp up. And then, as suddenly as they appeared, come Saturday, they should be gone.
Oh, there you go. Not a bad forecast here locally.
Absolutely not.
No, taking a national snapshot for you. You're not going to like it. Many parts of the U.S. bracing for severe weather and storms. Yeah, it could be pretty nasty. Fox senior meteorologist Janice Dean has your Fox weather forecast.
Strong to severe thunderstorms will be possible over the central U.S. with the risk of large hail, damaging winds, heavy rainfall, and tornadoes. Parts of Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Texas will be in the bullseye for the worst of the weather, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. We're also expecting widespread storms for the Great Lakes, interior northeast, and over central California, where pockets of heavy rain could bring flash flooding. Meanwhile, cooler temperatures moving in behind a cold front over the central and southern Rockies, while the rest of the country feels warmer than average temperatures through midweek. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell was in Rhode Island today to deliver a speech about the state of the U.S. economy. Comes a few days after the Fed voted to lower those interest rates. Edward Lawrence has more from the White House today.
The Fed chairman, he's going to talk about the focus shifting now to the labor market and the concern there. Even though we're starting to see a slight increase in prices, the Fed chairman will argue that he needs to wait and see. A slower rate cut down is what he has been saying, and that's what they're looking at with this. But Michelle Bowman says that the slight increase in inflation, what we're seeing is the one-time price increase that is working its way through the economy at the moment. Now, following other members of the Federal Reserve believe that they're not convinced, and they need to focus on moving slowly with the Federal Reserve.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The S&P 500 cooled off from its hot streak today as investors kept an eye on the risks to the market's record-setting rally as of late. The Dow fell 88 points, the S&P 500 off the mark by 36, and the tech-heavy Nasdaq tumbled 215 points, good enough for a loss of close to 1%. President Trump's appointee to the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors says the central bank's key interest rate should be much lower than its current level of 4.1%. Stephen Moran suggesting that the Fed's rate should be closer to 2.5%. Meanwhile, Chicago Federal Reserve President Austin Goolsbee expressing caution today about lowering those interest rates. Goolsbee and the Federal Open Market Committee voting 11-1 to lower federal funds rate to a range of 4 and 4.25%. Crude oil futures for November currently sit under $64 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Well, production at a major luxury brand, we're talking about Jaguar Land Rovers is what we're talking about, is expected to remain stalled until next month. This is after a hacking disrupted their operations. Jenny Casola has more for you.
Jaguar Land Rover's production is still halted by the cyber attack that shut down manufacturing weeks ago, and now the company doesn't expect to resume operations until October 1st. The automaker, which is Britain's largest car maker, is owned by India's Tata Motors. It manufactures Land Rover, Jaguar, and Range Rover models. Reports say it's losing an estimated $68 million a week, and much of its staff has been told to stay home. The company stopped production at the beginning of September after the attack severely disrupted manufacturing and retail operations. Jaguar Land Rover is working with cybersecurity specialists and law enforcement. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
And Thursday is the deadline for getting in on an $8.9 million settlement over misleading claims from the prebiotic drink Poppi. The drink's former owner, VNGR Beverage, marketed Poppi as good for gut health, but that's a claim that the suit says is not backed by science. Customers who bought the beverage between January of 2020 and July of 2025 can get part of the settlement. Proof of purchase is required for some reimbursement. Without that, the cap is a whopping $16. Claim forms can be submitted online or mailed in.
Oh, there you go. NASA introducing 10 new candidates to become astronauts. Brooke Taylor has more from Houston.
This is a highly, highly competitive process. So more than 8,000 people across the country applied to become an astronaut. Only 10 were selected to become part of this 2025 new class. The class is made up of 6 women and 4 men. They have to undergo this intensive training program. It's 2 years long, and then they're qualified to take on space missions to the moon and eventually Mars. Their backgrounds are diverse. It includes former military pilots, a geologist, and a former SpaceX launch director.
And Morgan Stanley working to offer crypto trading to customers through its E-Trade division. According to a memo obtained by CNBC, Morgan Stanley is well underway in preparing to offer crypto trading through a partner model to E-Trade clients in the first half of 2026. The firm is working with the startup ZeroHash for liquidity, custody, and settlement around crypto trading, the Wall Street giant embracing what it called a transformative moment for the wealth management industry.
Okay, AI, a giant ChatGPT, is opening one of the world's biggest data centers. Well, Madison Allworth has the information from a data center. She's out in Abilene this afternoon filing this report on News Radio 92.3.
It's huge and it's very busy. They have part of it open. Part of it is still under construction. And my team is one of the first group of journalists to actually get inside this data center since its opening. This is huge. It is really locked down. I can't explain just how much security there is because this is tons of proprietary data. And all of this is the backbone of AI and OpenAI's infrastructure. So this tour really could not be coming at a better time. NVIDIA just announced that they're investing $100 billion into OpenAI. The strategic partnership is going to help OpenAI to get to its goal of deploying 10 gigawatts of AI data center capacity.
All righty, just about 6:52 here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather, some pop culture headlines, and some more frivolous notes for you as we ease you into this Tuesday evening right here on News Radio 92.3.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Man, I loved playing high school sports growing up. And it's fun being a fan now, don't get me wrong, but sitting in the stands feels like I'm missing out on all the action, you know? I wanted to get back in the game, so I signed up to be a high school official. It takes me back to my playing days. I'm supporting students, and I get paid to make the big calls. Do you want to see the game up close? Sign up to become an official in Florida at highschoolofficials.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the imminent return of Jimmy Kimmel Late Night Television and the few people who really pushed back against the excesses of the FCC, Tucker Carlson and Ted Cruz, most notably. Brad Baker joined us to talk about the capital projects in Santa Rosa County that the commission has endorsed. And Attorney General James Uthmeyer sets up a hotline where you can report your neighbors for threats. I think of it as Tattlers for Liberty. What could go wrong? You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3. Here you go. Austin Price kicking it out of the park today. Here's your look at weather and local traffic together.
All righty. Let's see what we got here. Luckily, not too much going on the roads. Did have a little chunk of congestion on Nine Mile Road. This was going to be if you were traveling westbound, passing Jernigan Road. But it's not too bad at this time. There is an accident report in that area, though, so I'd look out for that. As for your weather, looks like we're sitting at 84 degrees, low of 74 tonight. Going to be sunny, mostly clear throughout your Wednesday, maybe some partly cloudy moments. But Wednesday night is when the rainfall chances start to slowly creep in. They ramp up on Thursday and Friday, and then once we get into the weekend, they disappear as mysteriously and as suddenly as they arrived.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Well, French electronic music duo, who you tell me you know, Daft Punk, returns in a new form. Here's Michelle Pollino.
Daft Punk isn't reuniting, but their music is about to take over Fortnite. Starting Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern, players can step through the veil and embark on a sonic journey through the minds of Grammy-winning electronic duo Daft Punk, an immersive music event built around the duo's iconic catalog. Epic Games added fans will soar through their random access memories to a transformative dance floor destination, with festivities kicking off with a supercut from the legendary live tour and 2007 album. And to be clear, the company adds in its facts, the band is not getting back together. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
Yeah, they're just stressing. Hey, listen, don't get your hopes up now. I always thought they were kind of overrated, but they are very nostalgic.
You really have a secret side about you, let me tell you.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. You don't know nothing about me. The LAPD, at least originally, didn't know anything about this. They responded to a call that celebrity chef Gordon Ramsay had been shot, but when officers arrived at the home on Monday night, not only was there no sign of a shooting, but a staff member at the home said that Ramsay wasn't even in the country. Officers reported the incident as a swatting call, which, of course, is when an anonymous prankster calls in a fake report about an urgent crime at a person's home. Very dangerous thing to do. An investigation into who made the call is ongoing.
Exciting day in Minnesota. Turning Point USA held its first event since Charlie Kirk's assassination. A packed auditorium at the University of Minnesota. Good job here. Here's the latest from the university.
Organizations like people can rebound or withdraw after a setback, right? Well, Turning Point appears to have recovered just fine, with this sellout crowd at the University of Minnesota cheering them back even without founder Charlie Kirk. Conservative commentator Michael Knowles took questions 2 weeks after Kirk's death.
A ruined soul assassinated one of the brightest figures of our generation.
So the question is, can Turning Point attract youth and financial support with Erica taking over for her husband? Last year, it raised $85 million, more than double 2020. Several large donors have now promised more to support new chapters.
And Chris, I know this is just breaking your heart, but rapper NBA Youngboy's upcoming performance in Chicago has been canceled. The United Center issued a statement to announce the cancellation of the show and said customers who purchased tickets through Ticketmaster will be refunded automatically, while those who purchased from a third-party reseller were encouraged to contact the point of purchase.
But the positive thing is it's Fat Bear Week, so
Yeah. That's one good thing to remind people of.
Okay, more holiday cheer coming to a popular streaming service thanks to a cable network. Here's Michelle Pollino.
Hallmark Media and Netflix have signed a new expanded output deal that will bring more content to streaming audiences in the U.S. and abroad. The agreement builds on last year's partnership, which put 10 Hallmark Christmas movies on Netflix. Now, the deal will add the first two seasons of Hallmark's series The Way Home to the streamer next month, with season 3 arriving in February of next year and season 4 later that year after its linear and Hallmark Plus run. It also covers new holiday content worldwide and Valentine's Day titles coming to Netflix in January, including An Unexpected Valentine, Sisterhood, Inc., Hats Off to Love, and Love in the Clouds. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
Okay, let me get you updated in case you're buying or selling a home here. Here's your mortgage numbers. The 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.35% average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 5.89%. That wraps it for Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Pensacola right now. We'll be back at 4 tomorrow. Do it all over again. This is News Radio 92.3.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.